Welcome to the Cricket Canada Report. I'm Nigel Reed. They say if you want something done properly in cricket, hire an Aussie. That's exactly what Cricket Canada has done. Last October, David Patterson was brought in as High Performance Manager for Cricket Canada, and he joins me on the line. David, thanks for your time. What does this role entail for you?
Role, and it's a familiar role, Nigel. Certainly new in terms of Canada, but it dovetails very nicely to my previous roles in Australia. Basically, what I'm as High Performance Manager, I'm responsible for programs for our national teams. That's the men's, women's and under-19s national team, and also putting together and developing and implementing our high-performance structure and high-performance pathway.
We'll talk about that in a moment. You talk about, obviously, your involvement with the national teams. So how much day-to-day involvement, for example, would you have with Gus Logie, who's coaching the men's national team?
Gus and I basically touch base on a daily basis, discussing the program, where it's at, where we're going, you know, what we've done that's good and we want to keep doing, and new things that we want to introduce to try and take the program forward.
You see, you're also responsible for the whole gamut of the national teams, the women's, the U19s as well. So, I mean, you've kind of got to be in different places at different times with different people pulling your sleeve and wanting you to focus on their particular program. That must be a bit of a juggling act for you.
It is, but it's a very pleasant juggling act to be able to, you know, to work across all our national teams programs. And we're fortunate that, you know, you mentioned we've got good people in place like Gus and George Codrington, who takes the women's team, and Ingledon Liebert, the coach of the under-19s. Working with those three coaches certainly makes my job a lot easier.
David, talk a little bit about player pathways, the high-performance structure and how it actually works and delivers in terms of developing young prospects who you know might be good enough to play at the international level.
Yeah, that's right. So what the whole idea is putting something in place that allows us to best identify and develop players for the national teams, whether it's male, female, or under-19s. That's both short-term and long-term. So as an example, we've got four World Cup qualifiers this year. All our teams are involved in World Cup qualifying cricket this year. So there's a very much a short-term need to make sure we identify and develop the best players for our immediate needs. And then there's also the longer-term version where we're looking to put structures in place right across the country, which allows us to find who the best young cricketers are across, so we can start to ID them in their teenage years. And by the time they get to the stage, we've known them and been able to assist them develop their skills moving forward.
What's the sort of optimum age you're looking for here, David? You're talking about identifying players in their teenage years. I mean, are you looking at sort of 12, 13, or is it a little older than that, or do players develop at different ages?
The answer is different players do develop at different ages, and a lot of that's based around their physical maturation. Is that, you know, you can get some kids in teenagers who are tiny and some who are big early. So I remember experience in Australia running the talent ID programs there. Michael Clark, as a teenager, was a small kid, and he didn't necessarily compete that well on the scoreboard because other kids could physically out-muscle him. But he certainly had the skill sets we were looking for, that once he grew, we knew he'd be successful, and that's what happened. So we're looking provincially. What we're trying to do is get the provinces to start around the 12, 13, 14 age group, start to identify players at provincial level and get them into provincial programs, which is part of my role about trying to get that set up and working with the provinces to achieve that. And then at a national level, we start to pick them up probably around the 16 age group, which gives us, you know, a good 3 years at a national level to get them and prepare them for under-19 World Cup.
As far as that structure is concerned, just give us an idea or an inkling from your viewpoint, having had all those years of experience in Australia, which of course is set up for the pathway to professional cricket, to what you found here. I mean, have you basically had to start from scratch, David?
Yeah, well, cricket in Australia is like, you know, ice hockey in Canada, so to speak. The pool is smaller because it's just the nature of Canada. But it's just a matter of finding who the best ones are and bringing them together.
And when it comes to identifying that talent at that optimum age, whether it be 12, 13, 14 years of age, how much of a challenge in this culture and in this country and environment is it to essentially sell the game to the youngster and say cricket is the sport for you, as opposed to all the other sports that they might also be handy at?
Two things there is that the one is that we're very fortunate that we already have a good core base of expats, particularly South Asian and Caribbean expats, about 2 million of them across Canada. So the core there of young cricket-loving cricketers is already there. And see, one of the long-term challenges of Cricket Canada then, which falls more with the domestic development manager, is about engaging, as you say, engaging the schools and engaging the non-traditional cricket communities and introducing them to the game of cricket and letting them know how good it is.
I mean, that must be something of a thankless task. It's one thing if you're targeting, as you say, the South Asian community, the Caribbean community, they have a sense of cricket perhaps in the blood or in the DNA. But, you know, there must be huge swathes of this country which, you know, doesn't know about cricket, doesn't really care about it, but might have talented athletes.
Yeah, and that's the areas we've got to go. And I think, you know, maybe I'm biased, but I think cricket's a very good product for young players to play. It's a simple game. It gives them immediately good feedback. If you've got some basic hand-eye coordination, you can hit the ball pretty well. You know, the bat's 4 1/4 inches, it's wide, you can hit the ball anywhere you want and it's in play. And we have all sorts of modified formats where you can play games of cricket in, you know, half an hour, hour and a half. You can adapt it to whatever time you've got. And that's where the grassroots junior development programs are going to be vital for us in engaging that. And I know with the schools programs that are going on, it's been very well accepted within the schools, and the kids who haven't been introduced to it really enjoy it.
Well, let's look at the other end of the scale for a moment, David. Very big summer for Cricket Canada coming up. You alluded to it a little earlier on. The national teams all engaged in competitive international games. So perhaps a chance for one or other of the teams, whether it's the U19s or the women's or hopefully the men's senior teams, to stick a flag in the stand and raise the awareness of the game at from a Canadian international perspective.
Yeah, no, definitely, absolutely. And the qualification to play in the World Cups is gives you that exposure that we're certainly looking for and helps to promote cricket in Canada. We saw that in the Olympics with the success of the women's soccer team.
Talking relatively short term, World T20 for the men's senior team presumably would be the major goal this year. What's your gut feeling as the team begins to prepare for that?
Qualifiers are in Dubai in November, and the team's training now, working towards that, and you know, they've had trips, played some cricket, you know, in the USA in November, and then Trinidad in February, and Dubai in March. And the National Cricket League in the last week and a half of June will be a critical part of that process as well.
Let's talk about the NCL for a moment. How do you see that shaping up? I mean, what sort of players are we going to see? What's the sort of standard that you expect that, you know, might, as you say, filter up to the national team?
The National Cricket League is a critical part of the Cricket Canada programming and pathway. It's basically our domestic cricket. It's the main way in which players can press for their inclusion in the national team, and for those who are already in the national team to make a statement that they are indeed the best. We've got 5 teams playing in the National Cricket League. They each play a 50-over and 20-over game, so you know, there's 8 opportunities there across the tournament for any player across Canada who's selected. You know, 70-odd players there who'll all have the opportunity to put their name forward.
And what about the stars of this league? I hesitate to use the word, but I mean, is there going to be an opportunity to bring in overseas players to, you know, club pros, for example, to just raise the standard that little bit more?
Certainly. One of the conditions of the NCL is that there's an allowance for 2 non-qualified players to participate in each of the 5 teams. So, and the intent of that is to increase the standard of the competition, exactly as you mentioned, Nigel, to allow players from overseas to participate, or if there's, you know, some really high quality local pros playing in the leagues, they can come in. And also the third one is if there's players who have recently emigrated to Canada but haven't met the 4-year qualification requirement by the ICC, we can certainly have them involved and make them welcome into the Cricket Canada family with an understanding and a view that they know we're interested and they've got an opportunity. And when they reach those qualifications, whether it's in a year or 2 years or 3 years' time, we certainly know who they are and they know what Cricket Canada's about as well.
You and I both know there's nothing like a winning team to raise the profile and the media awareness of a national team, whether it be soccer, cricket, hockey, you name it. And truth be told, you don't need me to tell you this, that the senior men's team has had some lean times recently. There's no doubt, I think, that there is some young talent there, but they're not winning too many games. What's got to change for that equation to change?
It's just hard work, as you mentioned, there is some good quality players. Now it's just a matter of the players working hard individually and collectively through till November and improving their skills. And that's what needs to happen for them to take that step from being competitive to winning.
I mean, it wasn't that long ago that Canada was one of the top associate members, and that's not really the case anymore. Do you feel that this is somewhat cyclical, or that Canada needs to do something to help itself here?
I think it's both. Everything goes in cycles in all sports, but you know, we certainly have to take responsibility for ourselves, and the organisation certainly, from what I can see, moving in that direction. You know, with appointment of people like Gus Logie as the national coach, and the creation of my role, and the team now has a full-time strength and conditioning athletic therapist who works with them. So it's about putting the support networks in place around the team in terms of people, in terms of programs, in terms of things like the National Cricket League, and combined with the work ethic and desire of the players, and that's the sort of thing that'll get us there.
All we need is a bit of sunshine, David.
Well, that's it. We need a nice summer and we can get out there and play a bit of cricket, because there's plenty of cricket happening this summer for all the national teams.
That's David Patterson, the High Performance Manager of Cricket Canada, and here's hoping, fingers crossed, that the sun does continue to shine and Canadian results improve, and that the NCL indeed is a great success. That's all we have time for on this week's edition of the Cricket Canada Report. I'm Nigel Reid. Thanks for listening.